Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. I bumped into a couple folks at different companies this week, and both were struggling to find security talent and are looking to outsource part of their security program. The question this week is, we need to find a trusted security partner. How do we decide what to outsource? Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, the weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. So, first things first. When deciding what to outsource, it's important to understand your security program and what you're trying to achieve by outsourcing. Now, if your desire is to outsource everything and you know the goals of outsourcing, then this part is easy and the hard part is finding the right security outsourcing partner. If your desire is to outsource part of your program, then your security outsourcing objective should follow your strategic plan and look to mitigate the risk of hard-to-staff functions. For example, some security disciplines take a long time to train, such as penetration testing. It's super easy to run a scan, but to actually conduct a penetration test is an art form. It's a challenge to train a penetration tester or penetration testing team in-house, and most organizations don't have this need and can't justify the human expenditure of a full-time tester with a part-time penetration testing need. If this is your case, whether it's penetration testing or some other hard-to-train specialty function, then it might make sense to outsource this. When I was in industry and I thought about outsourcing my security program, I always broke it down to two components. Those components are what I need to control and what saves me time. So first off, I would go through my security program and I would identify all the parts that I need to tightly control quality or have tight time deadlines. I would then look to develop in-house talent to fulfill this need so I could tightly control the quality and time. The second part is I would go through my program and I would identify anything that was considered part-time, required any very specialized skill set, or an area that I could easily relinquish control and still be successful in the delivery of my program. There's five other things to consider when outsourcing part of your IT security program. The first one is, do you need to control a core competency? One example might be if you're leading a security in a software development shop, it makes a lot of sense to insource code scans and web app testing, but you can probably outsource other parts of your program, such as your need for forensics. The second one is, does your program have intellectual property? If so, I would tread very carefully if this is the case, and I would keep control of your security architecture. In some countries, 90% of software is pirated and lifting IP is an expectation. The third one, does your program require dedicated knowledge of a specific technology? If so, don't count on outsourcing it. The fourth one is, are you trying to reduce costs? If your program requires travel, extra project management, extra bench capacity for one security function, it might make sense to outsource this part of your security program, especially if it's going to result in reduced cost. The fifth one, does your security program require a lot of creativity? If so, don't outsource the thinking. Outsource the operational and execution part of the program that make the creative pieces successful. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.